What up, y'all? This is J. Cole.
What's up, Miss Ella May?
Yo, what up? It's your boy Meek Millie, man.
Blazing the hottest hip hop in R&B. WBRU 360, 101.1 FM.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? 101.1 FM WBRU 360 is the Midday Spark Up, and it is Tuesday, so you already know what it is. Every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. right here on WBRU 360, and I'm with my guy, DJ Franchise. Franchise, what up?
What up?
Another day, another Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, August 22nd, and we have none other than the unofficial, official co-host of the Midday Spark Up Party with Rami, who's here today. Who came bearing gifts? Who came with a bottle to pop and celebrate? Because you're doing something like huge. You're going away for a month to go search the waters for opportunities.
I'm going across the pond, bro.
Yeah, and hopefully blow up, right, and go viral. Who knows what could happen? It'd be happening like that.
The goal is never to blow up and, you know, go viral, right? The goal is impact, and the world is just going to catch up. But we outside, yes, sir.
Party with Rami is in the building. Thank you for coming through. I want to talk about some things that happened this past weekend. Day Trill was this past weekend. Of course, the PVD official party holiday. Jay and Sabrina are saying that we need the Friday off before and the Sunday off after. Or the Monday after. And I agree. It would be dope. Obviously, that'll never happen. But, you know, it's a dope event because it brings people together. It brings everybody from every city in the state, other states, to come together and just be black and be beautiful and enjoy music, enjoy the outside. So shout out to Jay and Sabrina and the whole team.
I think if it becomes a big Providence like staple for the community, I think it could happen.
They deserve the key at this point.
Ay.
Because of this event. It was a beautiful event. I saw a lot of people that I haven't seen in a while. I even bumped into some people who I thought I knew, said hi to them, realized I didn't know who the heck they were. But it was a lot of good energy out there. So shout out to everybody that went out there and did the right thing and partied maturely. Also, I was at United Way RI's youth event, Power the Future, a very, very dope event. It was the first one this year where they present all kinds of careers and options and resources for kids in Rhode Island. So that was a beautiful way to kick off our school year that's coming up in 2 weeks after Labor Day, I believe. I gotta announce this. I'm back in the gym, so you know I'm gonna lose this dad bod.
I'm dead.
And I'm gonna be next July. I'm gonna be looking like something. You hear me?
Hey, who inspired you though?
Listen,
who inspired you?
Life. Youth. I'm gonna be 32 this year, so I gotta look good. I'm looking at Jennifer Lopez,
young.
Who's still in shape.
You are young.
Exactly. So I have no reason to be looking like this. Is what I'm saying. Also give a shout out to Pierre Lounge Hookah. The owner of that club was very nice. He made sure that we were good. He let us have our cake and our candles and do the damn thing for my friend Shalice's birthday. Shout out to Shalice. And the hookah over there is bussing.
Where is Pierre Lounge?
It's on Federal Hill.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very cute spot. They need to sharpen up with the service over there. And once they do that, it'll be a fireplace. It was a good time. It's always a good time out in the city this weekend. But Rami, you're going to London. Can you tell us a little bit about it? You announced like 5 dates that you'll be at the club or at parties.
More like parties. One of them is more like a festival vibe. I'm super excited. If you know me, if you've been following my journey, I've been rocking with London for almost 3 years now. There's a dope community, music community. A lot of y'all just know about Central C, but there's a big Latin community, and they're dope. So I'm gonna go DJ.
Is that what you're tapping into, the Latin community?
That's my main focus because I could see myself being like a major like liaison between them and us and them. Mm. But it's also carnival this weekend. Ooh. It's Carney. We're in Notting Hill, and I got the illest fit. So yeah. Once again, I'm going to shut down the gram.
Is the fit going to look a little bit like what you're wearing right now?
Excuse me. Guys, I'm manifesting summer still. Yes, I came in a bikini top. It is what it is. I'm Caribbean.
We all came like we're looking to the beach. Franchise is wearing his neutral colors today.
He got the Wave Runners.
He's looking
the
like
the Wave Runner colors.
Right. He's trying to impress somebody today. I really like them J's.
I
like
he's that going on a date. Franchise, you going on a date after this?
Do we got a song to play or something like that?
Love, Keisha Cole.
Yeah. Too long to...
Drinking dope. DMX. Where's my dog?
Scarlett. I am excited to see what the rest of her career sounds like. But we are back, 101.1 FM WBRU 360. I'm here with DJ Franchise, Party with Rami, Christina
Seb
in your ears. 401, what up? Providence, what up? We had a very good weekend, and we are back on this here radio every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Midday Spark Up. We have some pop culture to get to, though.
Let's do it.
We are going to talk about Kai Cenat, who is, I don't know if I'm saying his last name correctly, but he is an influencer on Twitch who has over 6 million followers and 12 all across different platforms. This is a very influential young man by
quite the
age
influencer,
of 21.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Influencer,
and so a while ago, he was doing a giveaway in New York City, an incident that led to his arrest. There were 67 people who were also arrested for violence. There was a lot of fights going on. There was people throwing stuff. There were people rebelling against the police officers. The police officers are throwing people on the ground. You know, the usual things that happen when there is a
black and
when
brown
there's a riot.
Nah, come on.
And also that. And so he finally has spoken out recently on his Twitch to tell people that he does not condone this behavior, that this is not what he intended, that he was just looking to give back to his community. And that is correct. He was on his live the day of the incident saying that he was giving away gift cards, that he was giving away PS5s and computers and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people flood the streets. This is a very influential man with a lot of power, popularity. And so, of course, with the improper planning, things can go left. So but that's what we're seeing.
Off the record, or maybe on the record, didn't you tell me that he said something along the lines of, like, it's a war out here or something?
Yes, that was the mistake he made.
Okay, so listen. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, if we're going to keep it a buck, as a young black man, you have to be even more cognizant of, like, what you're saying.
Correct.
With that type of influence. Also, let's talk about media training. Like, what are you saying online? How are you monetizing what you're trying to do? If you're trying to help the community, why is there any correlation to violence?
Like, that's a good point.
Come on.
You know, he's young. He'll learn. And he'll learn from this. And he has the money to fight this. He's only 21 years old.
Bendito.
So he has a long life ahead of him.
Le falta
el
nene.
Yeah, he has a lot to learn. And, you know, hopefully he just learned from this that you can do giveaways and big events like this, but just make sure that you have the proper planning, security, and all that stuff, and have the city on your side. That's how you win people over.
Where he's from? Oh, he's from New York?
He's from New York, yeah.
Come on.
And you already know how the police officers are in New York.
Come on, please. Especially.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Especially. So moving forward, Keke Palmer is in a new video with Usher called Boyfriend. And I wanted to get your opinion on this because I had a very interesting conversation with someone who I thought was my friend, but he's always coming at my neck like we're not.
Okay.
He's mad at me because he shared a meme that said, black women cheered Keke Palmer on to be a single mother. So people are now claiming that her and her boyfriend have broken up since this video, her being petty. What do you think about Keke Palmer's video appearance with Usher?
So one, transparently, I have not watched it, so sorry. But I do have strong opinions about Keke Palmer. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Y'all so opinionated. Like, she is authentically herself. She's not bothering anyone. And you guys have, well, you guys, when I say generally, have so much to say, but what does it have to do with you and your happiness and if you're making money and other things? It doesn't. Right. I think she shows up for herself, whatever that looks like, and unfortunately she's a very public figure. So everything's being like under a microscope.
Right. Yeah, she's being judged.
What
franchise
a time.
How do you feel about this as a man? If your baby mom did this, how would you feel?
If she did what? The video?
The video.
And we're together.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the breadwinner?
Yeah.
I'm dead.
And she's the breadwinner?
So let's talk about it, though.
I mean, what are we talking about?
So you're highlighting that point. It's about being the breadwinner. Like, she brings the most bread to the crib. So
not to mention, isn't this what you do?
Okay, correct. So my thing is it about Keke Palmer or is it about gender roles and societal standards and the financial expectations?
That.
So it's not about her. It's not making it about Shorty. It's about society.
Well, she's asking me, how would I feel if my
I asked him personally.
Talking
about like everybody else.
In general. Also, she looks
beautiful.
Me
in general, I would expect her to be in videos and stuff like that. Well, why not?
Right. I think it's a great move.
Usher looks good too. What
I think it was. Yeah, Usher is aging backwards.
They look cute.
He stopped aging at one point. But what I really love about Keke Palmer is that she's having a great year, right? Like, this is the most we've spoken about Keke Palmer, even before this boyfriend incident. She started off with her success on Nope, which is one of the biggest movies of last year. Will go down in history as one of the biggest sci-fi black movies created by a black man.
Nice.
She's having a powerful, powerful year. And I think as someone who is a brokey, I can understand how he can be insecure and move corny, right?
Can we not?
Like, I can understand that. No, because we have to see both sides, right?
I understand.
Like, this is a regular man who doesn't have a celebrity life and who's not in the limelight.
Okay.
So he may judge her for what she does. Do I think it's right? No. I disagree with him, but I can understand as a regular human being working a regular 9-to-5, if you saw your partner doing some things that make you feel unsure about where you are.
So it's never about your partner, it's about yourself.
It's always about yourself, yep.
And like, two, like, in this life, we all have choices. So if he wanted to be big and bad like his shorty, he could be big and bad like his shorty. That's what I gotta say.
That's the thing she's putting him on via her podcast. And now you're ruining your own bag.
Nah, man. He gotta look the other way, you heard?
Yeah, it is weird. The other thing that pisses me off is that you're such an old-fashioned man, but you didn't marry this girl either. So you had a baby out of wedlock. So which one is it? Are you going to be by the books or are you not?
I think she should date Usher. They look cute together.
No, Usher got a whole girl. This is fun. This is
life
to me,
is for living.
This is what it looks like when a black man protects a black woman. It's like,
I love that.
Don't worry about that. I got you.
Ooh.
How we spent?
'Cause that's why I was not talking. There we go. All right, we are back. Rihanna had her second baby. Congratulations to Rihanna and ASAP Rocky, the smartest man on earth. Knocking up Rihanna is the best thing he's ever done.
The luckiest man.
Yes.
First of all, can we talk about her glow? Her glow goes crazy. And her photo shoots while being pregnant with the second baby, my goodness, girl.
She is gorgeous.
Girl,
I love her.
Gorgeous is an understatement. She's outside.
I love that Rihanna came to America to be the blackest American she could be. Like, she got the hood man who's a rapper and does all things street New York, and now they have this beautiful fairy tale story of having.
He's actually not
together,
that street,
so.
You know. But
I mean, sure, but you know, to the eye, right?
To the eye,
has
yeah.
The
he's
the,
Harlem, but
right,
yeah.
Very. He presents that way.
Mm-hmm.
In other news, Good Burger 2 that was filmed out in Rhode Island will be out this fall. Little plug for them. You're welcome. If you are somebody who was born in like 91, 92, then you remember when Kenan and Kel was taking over our TVs all across the country. So I'm excited to see it just for nostalgic purposes. I'm not a big fan of reboots and a part two after so many years because it feels like a force, especially now that they're older. But Kenan has had a great career, so I'm excited for what this movie will be. And in other news, there was a man from North Kingston who was arrested at the beach after he went crazy on somebody, told him to get off his property, that the beach is closed, took their umbrella, broke
it, the beach.
Threw it in the water. And I have a bone to pick with this state, right? Because I understand, like, property, land, and owning things, right? And as black people, we can't fully understand what it's like to own land because we've been kept from that. But my issue is when you
this
go to the beach,
deep.
It always gets deep. When you go to the beach and it says private property, but there's no line, there's no border, there's no nothing. Does it hurt if someone is just chilling on that side of the sand? Like, you don't own this land for real. You know what I mean? It's
correct.
Just a beach.
Correct.
Let people enjoy themselves. We love to be outside. Not we black people, but people in general. Right, so if someone is at the beach after hours, mind your business. If they're maybe tiptoeing on your private property, I don't understand what the issue is.
Unfortunately,
a beach is a beach.
Correct, a beach is a beach, but unfortunately, the rules of this country favor a certain demographic. We all know what it is. It's the opposite of us. You hear me? So they can get away with that, but I agree with you. There's no problem, but it's not in our favor yet. That's why we as a community need to continue to build and invest in one another and buy property and buy land so that we can also own a beach. And I go to the beach every week. That's why I'm a tan mommy.
Okay.
I'm outside, baby. I'm outside.
Is she always plugging herself in? You see her franchise?
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at you crazy.
Nah, what? He's looking at me like... Like, I mean,
in other news, Providence Public Schools are holding a hard to fill hiring event. So they are having trouble filling up for different types of educators, math, science, special education, as well as nurses and psychologists. And these are very important jobs for our kids going into the fall. So if you are an educator or somebody that is looking to work in the education system, I
don't recommend it. I'm gonna keep it 1,000.
It's not for everybody. It's not for definitely not for the week. But the job is still important. That's from 2 to 6 p.m. at E Cubed Academy. That's happening on Tuesday or today, to actually right now.
Tuesday,
2 to 6 p.m. So head over to E Cubed Academy if you're looking for a job, a chance to interview with managers and vacancies in areas like math and special education. So those are very important jobs. They're also giving out different bonus packages starting at $5,000.
Yeah, but listen, can I talk about it? Because maybe or maybe not, I'm in education as well.
Yeah.
They give you these bonus packages, yeah? You have to commit to a year, and then they tax out of it, you know what I mean? So it's not five racks. It ends up being like 32, which is nice. As I am an educator as well, I'm not knocking it, but just have the proper intention, because at the end of the day, I am for the kids, and the kids deserve somebody who wants to be there. Just don't do it just because it's a job. Mm-hmm. The kids deserve an actual educator.
Correct.
And just make sure, like, you want to be there. It's hard, you know what I mean?
I agree.
But come on. We gotta do better for our own.
They're also promoting this $25,000 loan forgiveness for educators of color. So that's really dope. That's also actually been a thing for a while. If you didn't know that, look into that and find out how, if you as an educator or if you work for the city, if you own loans and have been paying it back for a certain amount of time, you can get loan forgiveness.
They need to get rid of loans. I'm tired.
Just press zero on the computer, Biden.
Liberate me from these shackles, please.
I am tired.
I'm a tired dog.
We'll be back with Franchise's favorite segment.
The Love Report. Ooh, I like this song. Blast that.
Chief. Chief. I bet my thumb up in ya. Move. Woo.
Franchise, what you know about that?
The song I have?
Yes.
It's my joint.
Okay.
That song is so fire.
It's so fire. It's so good.
I was in my biggity bag when they played that at Daytrip.
Oh, man.
Moving these shoulders. that's a really good song. But,
it's a joint.
We're going to get into an even better thing, which mm-hmm. is love. Franchise's favorite topic.
Mine too, on the low.
It's everybody's favorite topic. I think everybody low-key likes to talk about love, relationships, and all things messy situationships. I don't know why, but I don't know if it's the generation. I don't know if it's people of color. I don't know what it is, but we're so enticed by it, right? And, like, mm-hmm. love is so good, but it's also so blurry sometimes. So I'm here to talk about cheating today. And not my own cheating, but other people and what it means to you. So I had a back and forth with a peer of mine who says that Keke Palmer wearing that shirt that dress she wore at Usher's concert is cheating.
That's corny.
That's OD corny.
Listen, like,
that's what he said. I don't know.
That's wild.
I don't agree. Also, I think a woman has the right to dress however she dresses, as long as you, I mean, right? If you can disagree with it, but that's a conversation you need to have at home.
Correct,
what is cheating,
correct.
Right? So, Rami, I ask you first. What is cheating to you if you're in a relationship?
Okay, so I think, first of all, let's talk about it. Like, we grew up in a society where monogamy is policy. And that's cool if you're jacking it, right? But I think if you have an understanding with your partner, cheating is not cheating. Now, if you are in a...
For you personally.
Hey, yo, yeah. Excuse me. If you are in a monogamous relationship where y'all both understand that y'all cannot engage emotionally or sexually with other people, then if you step out, that's cheating. But if you are in a relationship where there is an understanding and there are boundaries, I'm with it. Right. And yes, for me personally.
It depends. Franchise, what's cheating for you when you're in a relationship? What do you determine as cheating?
Engaging in any physical, and that deep emotional.
Okay, so you said it so deep. It gets deep.
You have a friend. Yeah. Everybody needs that somebody that I needed. So I'll give you that.
Even if it's a new friend they just met at work.
Can I ask you?
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. The more you attack your girl about, you know what? Don't be hanging out with such and such at work.
The more you're making her want to. Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. To me, cheating is the same thing. If you're emotionally invested and physically invested in someone else,
I mean deep emotional. Like, you know what? Me and you argue, and then you go call him. That's okay. But you know what? You know, you're having a bad day. I'm not answering the phone. That's fine. Call your friend.
You need to talk to other people.
Can we talk about it, though? Because I feel as though we have been raised to believe that there's only one person for you out there. And life is a journey. Life is cycles. And you meet people and then you meet people.
You don't believe in
soulmates. I believe in soul tribes. I believe in soul tribes. I think that you can have multiple soulmates, whether it's romantically or platonically.
What is it? Polyamory? How do you say it?
I'm not saying I'm polyamorous. No, wow, that's crazy.
That's definitely what she's talking about.
You want to have more than one partner.
She just doesn't want to say the word.
Wow, listen.
No, tell us the truth.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I think love is expansive and it shouldn't be confined to
one person.
Yeah, I don't think so. Now, do I think certain connections are like one-on-one and forever? For sure. But can you love and want to be?
Yes, yeah, I agree with that. Thank you. Can back up, love back up. Again is what you're saying. You can fall out of love and in love with someone 100%. Else and it feel just as
listen,
great.
I love my ex. Y'all know this. I love my ex, but would I ever be with him? No. Would I have a baby with him? No.
In layman's terms, when you're with the one other person, you know, will you date me? You know, where me and you?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's asking.
Right. I'm talking about monogamous one-on-one.
Just one. When you're in that
so
one-on-one.
So for talking about cheating? Okay, if we're talking about monogamy, okay, cheating is anything.
Let me ask you a question.
Emotional and sexual outside of y'all.
Right.
That's it. Franchise. That's it. Period.
If
period.
Your girl asks a man at the club for a drink, is that cheating?
Come on, that's flirting. That's like she flexing. Sometimes you just want to see you still
are you
got
okay
it
with that.
It's not cheating.
That's not cheating.
But wouldn't it make
that's
you uncomfortable?
Social.
Would it make me uncomfortable? Yes, it would. But it's,
naturally.
It's not cheating.
Okay. If she wears something sexy without you, is it cheating?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
If she's texting an old friend from high school, a high school reunion, is it cheating?
She went to a high school reunion.
And all of a sudden she connected.
And she connected with him that she knew many, many years ago and started. I mean, if the guy doesn't live in town and he just came for a reunion.
Yeah, like, what does it matter?
But like, a lot of these arguments, you know, you might not win. The valid points and the stuff that'll piss you off. But right. When you dig deep into it, argument, you might not.
I think bottom line, we
I
cannot.
I was about to get to the bottom line.
So sorry,
sure.
So sorry.
No, you're fine.
Bottom line is you cannot control anybody other than yourself. So whoever you deal with, just have those open and honest conversations because it's going to look different. Mm-hmm. And love is love, baby. Party with Rami.
Also, be secure in a relationship.
Correct.
And be honest about those insecurities. Like, I don't feel good when this happens. I don't feel good because blank. Learn to have that language with your partner so that they can understand you and move in ways that make you comfortable. Because otherwise, you'll just be moving back and forth with each other, just being petty, and there's no need for that. And or if you want to do that, just be single. Just be by yourself. You can't handle somebody that makes
I'm
you
single.
Uncomfortable constantly.
Go play some Drake.
Leave them.
Play some Drake, some
number
Drake.
One.
Hey, girls, girls, stop telling your girlfriends about the great sex you're having because your girlfriends go behind your back.
Hey, it's a hot girl summer. We're for the goddamn. Are you dumb?
Now bring it back up, like, hey, I just want to see your dirty dance.
Yeah. To the window.
Yo, I remember when this joint came out, right? I had a cousin who lived in Florida.
Interesting.
And she came back with, like, mad songs to request on LimeWire. if you know, you know, right? And these were one of the songs that came on, and I was like, what is this? So I heard this before it broke out on the East Coast, Northeast, whatever it is. And I just remember being like, man, I cannot wait to be in the club and hear this there. And unfortunately, by the time I was old enough to go clubbing, the energy was not the same. But that's why I stick to lounges and bars and things like that, because the club is overrated. But anyway,
It is.
We have some new music that came out this past week. Quavo dropped the song called Hold Me, which is, of
dropped
course...
Dropped an album,
sorry.
Do better.
But the single from the album is Hold Me, of course, a song dedicated to his late brother or nephew, Takeoff. And I really like this record. There's also a new record by ESTG, Little Baby, called I Think, which I also added to my collection. Shout out to Lotto and Eric B and Rakim, who put out a remix to Technique, and Lotto is spitting. Like, this is great.
Man, she's been outside
with
it.
She's killing it. I really respect her, and I really like her work. Lil Durk also dropped a single. This man is forever working, forever dropping music, so shout out to him. Another record by Rod Wave, Polo G, Mike Will Made It, Lil Uzi Vert, Larry June. We got some new Dolce, some new Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane dropped an album as well. But the album that I really, really like, an artist that I want to put some spotlight on, is Mick Jenkins. I don't think he gets a lot of play. I think that he's overlooked and underrated. He put out an album called The Patience, and if you really like I guess it's like mellow vibes but bars and also like just some BS on there, then you would enjoy this album. Vic Mensa's on that album. JID, Benny the Butcher, and Freddie Gibbs are all features on that album. So go check out The Patience by Mick Jenkins. And we also got some new music from Ciara. And people were saying that she only makes TikTok music now.
I mean, it brings her money. So what it brings her money.
But
about?
Also, if you know Ciara's discography, she's been making music like this. She put out a record called BRB that has some New Jersey, Jersey Club. And it's, to me, I like it. I'm not a big fan of Ciara's music in the last like 10 years or so, but I will say that that is a good record. It's a fun record. She's a dancer, but also she has a record with Chris Brown that is crazy. The video is crazy.
It's good.
My gosh, it's so good. It's so dope to see two people that I feel like just makes sense collaborating, right?
Because
they're great dancers. When I was looking at the behind-the-scenes video of that record, I was like, man, one thing about Ciara, she may not be the best singer, but she could really dance.
But sonically, she sounds good. It's soothing.
She sounds okay.
She sounds better. Okay.
She sounds okay. I wouldn't consider her a vocalist.
Okay, correct. But in our era, Ciara, Ashanti, J-Lo, they were all on the same thing, and they made good music, and they're not
vocalists.
Don't
forget Cassie.
Stop.
They're not good singers.
No, she got all of them, except for J-Lo.
Are you crazy?
Wait a minute, hold on. There will be no Jennifer Lopez slander on the Midday Sparkle.
Singing-wise, vocally?
I don't want to hear it. I said, please, I'm triggered.
Because I'm real.
Stop.
We got a new record from Maya, speaking of vocalists.
I'll give you that.
With Bounce
Maya Fire.
Called Wine. New Vito record, Snow Allegra, and, of course, the Usher record, Boyfriend. I'm telling you, I've been R&B all year, but the album, I think album of the year for me so far, my personal favorite, is Electric Dust by Leon Thomas. Go check that out right now if you're looking for good R&B. Oh, is that the Sweat the Technique joint?
So deep.
I also want to give a shout out to Crew Alexander, who is from the New England streets, who has a record called Finally Free. I told him to send it to me so we could play it on the radio, but he has not yet. I put that song on my Instagram. Somebody played it and said it was a good one. So shout out to Crew Alexander for putting a fire record. If you're looking for uplifting music, positive music, music that has substance in it, then I suggest you go.
I want ratchet joints.
Crew Alexander.
Oh, sorry. But shout out to
sick.
You, dude.
You don't like Dolce's new joint?
Booty drop. It's all right.
Sexy red, bruh.
That's what you're feeling right now?
Come on, man. Yeah, we outside.
Who's the girl that sings Ski?
Her.
That's her.
That's sexy.
Can we play that? Listen, party around me. I'm out to London. I'm about to. It's game time. It's showtime. We outside.
Yes, we are at the end of our hour, actually.
Ski, please.
You can listen to this show this hour every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. The Midday Spark Up with DJ Franchise. Party Barami came through to show some love and share some whatever wisdom it is that you was talking
listen,
about.
Listen, I speak the truth, but you can follow me at Party with Rami. R-A-M-E. Grip bow.
Catch her over the pond being polygamous.
Yeah.
You might be added
Stop
to the roster.
It. No. Stop.
Who knows? Hey, come on. I'm trying to help you out.
Trying to help you out.
We're on air.
And she got pigtails.
Wow. Nice. Okay. All
and
right.
And a bathing suit. Oh, snap.
And I look good. What up?